With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Hello to Jason.
Thank you.
Well, thank you to Jason there for pointing out where the record button is. Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann. I'm back. Welcome to Talking to Actors with me, Anna Mann. Ahoy there, my dear shipmates on the good ship Acting. That's Acting, not Acton. You have to be careful. Honestly, that's one of the biggest problems I find. People say, what do you do? And I say, Acting. They say, Acton? No. Not a terrible problem, or certainly not a great joke. I'm here with Margaret Caven-Smith.
Hello.
As always. Well, as I've said, she's on very thin ice. The second we get a comment that says something like, it was better before Margaret, mm-hmm, she's gone. All right?
No, and that's in my contract and I'm happy with it.
It's a Russian roulette game of
not podcasting. Even something as strong as that. Just any vague criticism of me.
Yes, yeah, just any suggestion. Just even a hint. Just even a veiled hint. Not sure about the other one. Something like that, you know. Unless that means me, because if I go and you take over the part, I will be furious, but also a bit relieved because I'm so tired. Tom Goodman Hill is here.
Hello.
Hello, Tom Goodman Hill.
Hello.
Bravo.
Lovely to be here.
He hasn't even done anything yet. We're already capping. I'm so impressed. You've been very poorly.
I have been very poorly. I've had a month of hideous lurgy.
A month of... Oh, God. Where did it come from? Do you know? The animals?
In the stomach.
Struck in the stomach.
Struck in the stomach.
Did someone strike you in the stomach?
Yeah, virtually.
Oh.
It moved to the chest.
Fuck.
It went up.
Was it
into
still
the
in the stomach, though?
No, it left the stomach.
Oh, so the stomach was like, whoa.
Oh, the stomach was relieved. But the head was distressed.
Oh, God.
And then the chest joined in, and now the sinuses are left.
This sounds more like
And your sinuses are your greatest instrument.
They are.
And that, especially you, Tom.
You're lucky I'm here even speaking.
Fuck.
I think it's a whole different character.
How does one act without sinuses? It's insane.
I sluice them.
You sluice your sinus?
I sluice them.
What with? Water
with,
or?
With a sinus sluice.
Oh, fuck. Mm. And have you been acting during that month? Or what did you just have to go, I'm sorry, Acton. Acting. It is Acton, not Acton. Sorry. I made the mistake. The problem is it's me who makes the mistake. And I often end up in Acton.
Well, there's so many stations.
Is there?
Acton Central.
Acton Central.
Acton Main Line. East Acton.
Barking.
North.
But... Tom, what did you do? Did you just say...
Was I soldiered it on.
You sold.
You have to, don't you?
I had to.
I
had to
trust.
I know you did a radio.
I had to trust Dr.
You did a radio.
Did
you do a Who? You've done a Who.
I did a Who many
years. Margaret, have you ever done a Who?
No, I've never done a Who.
You must. Well, you would, to be fair.
Yes, exactly. I haven't been turning them down.
You did a Who a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Very good. You played a wasp.
I played a wasp who had,
that's right,
who
isn't
had
it?
Been a vicar.
Fuck. But one of the more odd ones, that.
It's slightly strange.
When they told you, I mean, when you heard you got a Who, you punched the air. You're an actor.
Absolutely.
When they told you were going to play a giant wasp, was there a little part of you that went,
No, I was delighted.
Or were you like, all right?
I was delighted until I realised that meant there would not be an action figure that vaguely resembled me.
Oh, fuck, but they could have done that.
Yeah, well, they did many.
But it would just
figures,
be a wasp.
And
it?
They did. A huge action figure of the wasp.
Wow.
But not the priest.
Yeah,
so I ended up without
wouldn't
an
that be
figure.
An amazing sort of transformer that.
Yes.
A priest that turns
well, they like those Lego
Well, you've got a
figures.
Robot that turns into a gun. What about a priest that turns into a wasp?
Yes,
exactly.
Well,
that's every kid's Christmas dream.
That would have been good. They just brought out the Vespa form, not the Reverend Golightly.
That would have been great, because you're sort of at, your stinger would have sort of, you would have pulled out your arse or something, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
And that would have been gross for a child.
It would.
Not okay. For, you know, on Christmas Day.
Have you got the action figure of the wasp?
My son ended up with an action figure of the wasp, I think, yeah.
So is it sort of up on two legs?
Yeah, and it takes apart into pieces.
Okay.
All that sort of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you can fit the wasp head on an ant or something.
I know, but it's all CGI.
Love stuff like that.
Nothing to do with me.
The toy?
No. I just mean...
I mean, it's got into real life.
Anything that I was doing.
I'm scared that it is going to come into real life. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if
giant wasps?
No, CGI that's like, you know... Do you know they're bringing back James Dean?
Yes. Yes, and
what
they
if
said
he gets it, out?
And they said oh.
It'll be like the monkey's paw.
Oh my god.
A CGI zombie of James Dean.
Mm. And he's not very safe, is he, as a
man?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he's not seems... now. No, they're all after him. They'll just do whatever they want with him. Fucking hell.
But they claimed
it's so weird.
They claimed that they'd auditioned loads of people and then they went
yes.
No, I think...
Well, they didn't audition
I think
me.
It's got to
I mean, not that I'm probably
no, exactly.
going...
They
didn't audition. Did they audition you?
They
didn't
audition.
Did they audition you, Margaret?
No.
I petitioned, but...
Yes, and you're a real man.
Yes.
I mean, actually, that's achingly offensive to all of us.
All men are vaguely that age.
However good you might think we are, we're better than a dead man.
A dead person.
You'd think,
better
up until
than
this
a hologram.
Point.
Is
I mean, that's
hologram?
The one exception to that rule, of course, is crotchety old Miranda Billington. I don't know if you remember her, but she kept on going after she'd died. We were doing a Measure for Measure for Measure, the extended version, and she sadly passed away during the third act, but somehow just got through to the end. And that, you just don't get actors like that anymore, really.
People who really commit.
Yeah. Really, committed so far... Mm. You know, and she had it at a will. If I die during a show, just keep acting with me. So it was like one of those Japanese puppets.
Mm. But it was hard on the stage
horrific.
Hands who were sort of working her jaw.
Awful
and,
to watch.
You know,
yeah. But better performance, if
yes,
I'm honest.
Interesting.
And I hated saying that. I said it during the show. I was on stage at the time and I looked at the crowd and said, it's better than usual.
Did she laugh?
Who, Miranda? If a man pulling your jaw open and closed can be called laughing.
And it can.
So, Tom, well, I'm having fun already. The Vespi form, a lot of fun. Mm, did you have to do anything for the wasp? It wasn't a case of you wearing
is it a bit insulting?
I buzzed a bit, threw my arms in the air, and after that it was all CGI.
You didn't, right.
That was literally it.
Can you show us your buzz?
And arms in the air, thank you, Tom. There's a car waiting for you. And then the rest of it was...
Well, I can do the wasp if you want. You thought it was going to be like the old Narnia, where they just put on a mask.
I was waiting for the harness and the wire. But no.
Did you think of some words?
So annoying.
While you were zizzing?
While I was zizzing?
Yeah, like were you in your head saying, oh, I'm annoyed.
What does this mean?
I'm going to sting you. Yes.
Oh, fuck, that's a level.
Did you?
I'm incensed.
I imagine that's what all wasps are thinking.
All wasps are incensed.
They are angry. And a fact, I think I might have said this on a previous podcast, and I probably said Never the Twain a lot. I've said it. But I always try and get it in there somewhere. But apparently wasps, when they get to a certain bit of the year, the queen... Is there a queen wasp? Or, you know, whatever it is. Kicks them out, the men. And they're not allowed back in. And that's why they're so angry. This is the truth. Well, it's the truth according to a medic on set. And they're weird, aren't they?
Fountain of all knowledge.
Yeah.
They really are weird, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm not saying everyone is weird. I'm just saying pretty much everyone I've met is.
I've been medicated by on-set nurses who shouldn't have been allowed near me with anything.
They just fucking jump at the chance.
It's terrible.
They love it.
Yeah.
Anything. Mm. And you find yourself creating ailments just so they can fix you.
Mm. Yeah. Healing hands. There was a woman on...
And they're always quite...
I did a Holby, you know, and...
Quite firm, quite sort of... Do you know what I mean? They're not gentle nurses.
You're not touching them.
They're not gentle medics.
Okay.
They're robust. I don't mean their flesh is firm.
Sure.
Robust.
They're not, you know...
Sure. But she told me...
They're not kind
medic, the medic on Holby said that somebody was acting having his blood pressure taken.
Wow.
And they realised that he was about to have a heart attack.
Fuck.
Yeah, so they had to, like, you know, just before the...
So they were
take.
Genuinely...
Yeah, they were doing it. And she checked and she went,
you're
I'm
in
sorry,
the right
you're
place.
Going to have to... Well, you're not in the right place because none of it's real.
Oh, God.
So they had to then take him to a real hospital.
And
yeah, they don't treat
the,
people on set.
Did any of the actors go, well, I'm playing a doctor, can I have a go? I mean...
I'm pretty sure there must be some actors who just take roles on Holby because they want a full check.
Yeah, quite right.
Because how else are you going?
You know when you sign a contract and you have to tick the medically, I'm fine, blah, blah, the insurance
thing.
And it says, when was your last checkup? I thought, 19... well, I don't know, never.
Yeah.
Probably. So I thought I should go to the doctor, you know. Really obnoxious man. A friend of mine who had depression went to him and said, I think I've got depression. He said, what do you want? Do you want lithium or something? Is that why you're here?
Oh,
he
Lord.
Said, well, no. He said, there's lots of people much worse than you. That's the level we're talking at. So this was a big thing for me to go into and talk to him. And I said, doctor, on these things I keep signing, it says, when was your last checkup? So I thought I should get a checkup so I can say last week. And he was so angry. He said, well, you're fine, aren't you? He said, well, you're talking, you're walking. Do you smoke? I said, what?
He didn't even press a kidney or
he didn't do anything.
Or...
He went, well, you're probably fine. Shut up, get out, you know. Have you ever done that?
Told someone to shut up and
have
get out?
Have you ever tried... Have you? Well, yes, first, that. Have you ever told someone to shut up and get out? Have you ever lost it on set? I can't... Tom is one of the loveliest men
in this room. No, I don't think I ever have lost it on set.
No,
I've
you don't
been on
think
set
so.
When other people have lost it.
It's so awful, isn't it?
Well,
I think it's sort
loved
of
it,
yeah. I rather
did
loved
you?
It
oh,
as well.
Right. Oh no, it's great. No, yeah, I was just saying that.
I thought. I wish I could have done that.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes it's like it's like a bloodletting.
What happened when they kicked off? You don't have to name names.
It was quite impressive. Just an actor I greatly admire just called cut on a tape because the actor opposite him was looking at his phone just off camera, and he properly lost it.
What sort of things did he say?
He was not coherent. He gave him a dressing down.
Older than you.
He's an older hand.
Very experienced, extremely a brilliant actor.
Did he know what the phone was?
But the person on the phone was artist number one, was like the star of the show. And they were...
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What did they say? You can't do this, I'm artist number one.
No, it kind of stared like, I can't believe I've been spoken to like that. By which time our hero actor had left the room and was waiting
and the
to
profession.
Go again. exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was quite...
Oh, I cannot wait until we cut amazing, and we find out who this is.
Oh, yes.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
But you've never done that yourself.
I've never done that myself, but there are tons I wish I had.
The Christian Bale losing it.
Yes, the famous...
Well, interestingly, my uncle by divorce is a special effects man.
Right.
And when he heard that thing, he just went, oh, yeah, no, everyone hates that guy.
Who?
The guy who was getting the dressing down. Yeah, he said, famously, that guy is absolutely shit at his job.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow,
so,
that
but it did. It really made me go, oh, that's interesting. And you do sort of think, is that someone losing it at someone genuinely
puts a whole new spin on, you're a nice guy, but we're done professionally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Because
I don't think it's not that he's a nice guy.
No, exactly.
You know,
that's what I mean.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's a,
but
it
we're done
a genuine,
it's kind of interesting.
I can't work.
Is that what he
you.
Says? At the end of it, Christian Bale, he says, we're done professionally.
We're done nice guy, you and I. Yeah.
And what was the guy? What did he do?
He was the lighting cameraman.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I think he was, from the description, it sounds like he was hovering.
Yeah.
Hovering.
I think he'd wandered
in a really,
into shot.
Yeah.
But poor old Christian Bale gets, you know,
he
looks like the bad guy.
I know.
Yeah. Which
I know.
Is a hero, if anything.
Not
this is the right podcast to say this on. Thank God for Christian Bale sticking up for us.
Yes. I haven't been wearing my headphones. It doesn't matter, but I thought
I
should.
No, I don't have any on.
No, we don't need them. But Tom's, you've got them on because you're a professional. That's the difference.
But that's just because I'm embarrassed with my ears.
Yes, they are hideous.
So I like to pin them back with
are
the
they
headphones.
Ill?
And then I can my ears, well, they're a little thick. At the moment, so I'm finding that the headphones
a little
are
swollen,
a little puffed up, a little
not your usual
ears,
possibly a little pussy,
possibly. Okay, right. Well, yes, we'll give the headphones a wipe when you leave. Perhaps.
I will,
if you
of
remember.
Course.
If you don't, that's all right because I won't be here. So,
can we ask Tom about
his what
his process?
Yes.
Should
well, how long?
First,
we don't have a huge amount of time. So
no,
sorry, Tom, but fucking Southern Rail again.
We're doing a sort of anti-sponsorship
of Southern Rail.
Where we curse Southern Rail in every podcast.
So, Tom, should we do the Tom Goodman Hill story?
Talking to actors, trying to understand their process. We're talking to actors. Actors, yeah, they rule the world.
Let's
first of all, the name. Is that your real name? Or is that two names?
Tom Hill is my real name.
Tom Hill, I did know that.
Tom Hill is my real name. Goodman was my grandfather's. So I put Goodman in because
Goodman Hill.
When I left drama school, I got a job before I left drama school.
Right.
And they wanted to do the posters.
Wow.
And it turned out that there was another Tommy Hill in Equity.
Was it a movie?
No, it was the theatre. I did Inspector Calls in the West End.
Oh, wow. So the big one, the one that everyone...
Yeah, the big one, yeah. And I was playing Eric in that. And so, God. I know, first job.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, really.
Wonderful.
And they wanted to put my name on the poster.
And there's no nepotism involved there?
No. And there was...
how is that even possible?
I mean, what can we use there?
And there's another Tom Hill, it turns out, who is like a nonagenarian voiceover artist in Liverpool at the time.
Oh, wow.
And so he said, you've got to change your name. Yeah, he was seriously old.
Wow.
So I threw Goodman in, thinking I'll take it out later on because he's not going to be around very long.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I put it in without a hyphen. Mm. And then our nonagenarian Tom Hill from Liverpool went, no, but he's still technically Tom Hill because that's just his middle name, Goodman. So I had to hyphenate it. I then couldn't change it.
Yeah.
So I was left with a double-barreled name that I didn't really want.
God.
It's a nice
name. Join the club.
It's a really nice name. I'm very happy with
that
as a name. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, you see.
Okay, oh, no, it's a nightmare. Yeah.
I was thinking, what does she mean? And I, oh, that's her name. Yeah. And, of course, my daughter, Mahogany, because she's my first husband's child, with I, you know, together we created. He's Harold Bagg, of course. And she decided to take both our names. So, unfortunately, she's Mahogany Man Bag, which is a real... I tried to talk her out of it, but she wasn't having it, you know. But anyway,
well,
there
you go.
But Goodman
up.
Hill. And do you think that's changed the sort
of
reception?
I think there's a perception of me that I'm a
perception.
That I'm
Did you say perception or reception?
I said perception and you misheard me.
So reception would have been wrong?
I think so.
Well, it could have been the reception, how you were received.
Is this what we want to talk about?
No. So, Tom Goodman Hill. Yes, so people think, oh, he's a
posh
person. Well, not, you're from Newcastle, for God's sake.
Yeah, I grew up in Newcastle.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you do have a bit of a look of it as well.
Yeah, there's
that's
that,
the trouble.
You
have the lovely sort of, you know, an 18th century man, perhaps.
I know.
And you do dress like a Regency fop.
Well, I know. Today is the first time I'm not wearing my heels.
I can't see you doing 16th.
16th century.
I don't know why. I think that's...
No, I think you're going too far back there.
Wouldn't it be good if that was your range, rather than, you know...
Oh, yeah. The centuries you can play.
Yes.
Oh, well, there are people like that. There are people who only do period things.
Yeah, but they don't put
really.
It on their CV, do
they?
I generally do 19th to 22nd.
19th to 22nd. So you've gone into the future.
I was always happy to go into the future.
What have you done that's
humans,
set in the...
What? That's set in the near future,
it,
isn't it?
Not 20, it is,
probably
or
not
a sort
22nd.
Of parallel present.
Yeah, it's parallel.
It could be anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my husband sold you a robot...
He
in
did.
That show.
He did tell me, Robert.
How did that get... How did you get on with it?
That was great.
Tetzel.
Because he's fantastic. Dan
the mighty
sold me the
Tetzel.
Dan
wow.
sold me the chair.
It was brilliant. He
did
was
Dan
in loads of
it?
The press
I didn't see that.
Stuff.
I
even
don't
though
watch
he,
anything.
He had one scene... But
yeah.
it was the scene that,
it was
that he
the
sold.
Scene.
Yeah, it was
he
the
sold
scene.
Jenna Chan to me.
Yeah, wow. So he was in loads of the photos. It was brilliant. It really looked like he was a big star.
How did he play it? Was he a bit of a geezer?
Yeah,
he was. He
was.
Yeah, he was a sharp-suited salesman. Tipping the wink and
yes.
all that kind of
yeah.
stuff.
Wonderful.
Well,
wonderful.
You say that. I think he's wearing the same suit that everyone gives him when he turns up to a job, which is a sort of Primark thing.
And that he got married in.
Hello there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angel of Sandbury podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you did an Inspector Calls, which must have been incredible. We were there for like a year, 2 years or something insane.
I think it was... We toured for 3 months and then 9 months in the West End, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that had that massive set, didn't it?
Yeah, amazing set. The house,
you didn't have to push it.
Didn't have to push
no.
it.
Thank God.
But
I always have to
hydraulics.
Push all my own sets. But then in the Tittery Wappet, it's you know, you're mucking in. You're doing
and to be
all.
Fair, you put that on your you know, we'll push set.
If you decide you want the whole thing to fucking move halfway through, I will push it, all right? That's what I say to every director in every casting. So, as a sort of icebreaker. But I'm losing my breath. I think it's gone in my lungs. It's now gone belly,
out
chest,
your...
It's head. It's leapt to a new host.
It's. I mean, it seems more like
Margaret,
a demon.
Than I think I may have just exorcised myself in the last month.
And it's gone in Anna.
Brilliant. At what point would you go to an exorcist? What would you have to...
There was a girl in my... In your cult at school.
And she was possessed.
I didn't think she was.
A girl in your school got possessed.
Exorcised. Oh,
really?
Honestly.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell us about it.
I mean, I don't know much about it.
And did the nuns go, yep, definitely.
Yeah, done, get in there. No, I mean, there was also a nun in my school who accompanied a girl to an abortion. So I'd like to say that is in their favour.
That's like
anyway,
exorcism.
Getting back to the exorcism.
Sorry. No one wants to talk about abortion. I've got to learn that.
Margaret, she brings it up. I have Never the Twain, she has abortion. Do you remember Never the Twain, the sitcom, by the way?
Of course I do.
Best sitcom of all time.
Wonderful.
And what did they... They had two rival antique shops.
That's right.
So they had rival antique shops.
Yeah.
And a woman who they both loved.
A woman rival.
Yes, that's right.
Did she own an antique shop?
I can't remember whether she did or not. I just remember...
She worked for one
We
of
all
them.
Do, don't we?
I just remember Windsor Davis. And that's all I remember.
I really wish the listeners could see.
You can't do the woman.
What they would say,
God, the woman, not even named.
No.
Isn't that awful?
It is.
And that's such. Honestly, the young people, they put us to shame. They really do.
It's another time.
It's changed and it's so much better. But that said, I'd love to see another sitcom with a couple of old antique dealers, wouldn't you?
And a nameless woman.
And a nameless woman. She might as well have been called Woman.
Woman.
It'll probably turn out to be someone very famous, like Joan Sims or someone. But I met Penelope Wilton.
Yeah.
The other day, and other man who was in Ever Decreasing Circles. Peter Egan.
Peter Egan.
And it was a genuine, and I had to go up to them. You know, I never go up to people. I had to go up and I had to go, darlings, I have to say, you really were two of my heroes, you know.
Were they flirting with each other at the time?
They were at it. It was like,
they were at it.
It was like they were at it.
They were at it.
Going at it, you know, hell for leather. In leather, I was...
Where was this?
It was... Do you know the torture card? No, they weren't, Margaret. You'll get me struck off. They were...
You can't get struck off.
Struck off acting. Can you not? Fucking Sue Clint has been making up stories again.
You want to be careful of that, Anna. You'll get struck off.
That's what she said. She's not well. Anyway, so I went up and said, you know, I must say, you know, because I do Ever-Decreasing Circles. And obviously they've done other stuff and all that. But then I came away and I thought... What the fuck was Ever Decreasing Circles? What was the premise there?
It was...
What was the premise?
I'll tell you what the premise was.
Because we've tried to get sitcoms made.
The Annoying Neighbour, but as the lead.
No, it's not. I don't think that's right.
All right, then.
Is that it?
It was
not a million miles away from Keeping Up Appearances, was it? It was all
but
about...
But who was the...
Annoying
who was your,
people in suburbia.
Yes.
Yes, but that's... I mean, if I went in with that sitcom, they'd kick me out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you haven't written The Good Life.
Is that why?
Ah, it was.
So they'd already...
It was Esmond.
Because when you Google the premise...
You Googled the premise?
I Googled the word premise first, because I wasn't 100% sure I knew what a premise was. And then I went, yep, I'm right. Then I Googled what is the premise of Ever Decreasing Circles. And it just says something like, yep, couple of people in it in suburbia. I just find that fascinating that you could get away with that. Do you ever write, Tom, or are you just an actor?
I do write.
You do
write? Yeah.
I really should have done some research.
What do you write? Yeah, what's
it? No, but developing stuff at the moment is that
lovely
thing. Yeah.
But it's so hard.
It is really hard, yes.
I mean, the writing's hard enough, but the much harder thing is convincing someone to make it.
Yes, absolutely. That's the tough
thing. And you'd love to think if you were writing it well enough, that would be enough, but it's
ridiculous.
If anything, it's the least important thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I just... Anyway, this has gone down a very boring route, thanks to me, but essentially I'm saying I'm surprised that got made, but I'm glad it did.
Thank you,
However,
Anna.
Two rival antique dealers and a nameless woman, we're in. God, I'm sorry about that. So I've wasted 10 minutes on that. So, Tom, we did the play. Well, you did, I didn't.
No, sadly.
No. I was trying to get on. I don't know if you remember. I was often at the wings. Just you did the play. And then where next? Where do we go from there?
After that,
are you in London at this point?
I did yes, I was in London. You're in London.
Had you studied in London?
No, I studied in Bristol. I went to the Bristol Old Vic.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And when did you drop out?
I left in 95.
95.
Okay, and when
so I did. I did.
You,
did
you finished it?
I did finish.
Year of Park Life.
Year of Park Life.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I don't know if there's a connection. I don't know.
No. And so, yeah, no, I was living in London and then did theatre for about 5 years, sort of nothing but theatre for ages. Did English touring theatre, Royal Shakespeare Company, and
theatre breeds
theatre and
more theatre.
It's like a gremlin.
Lots and lots of theatre. Lots and lots of theatre.
It's like a gremlin or a mogwai.
Like a disease.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
You know,
I hate it.
I still try to keep my hand in.
Yes. Well, I mean, the problem with theatre is, of course, unless you're doing very well, once you've got a family, you can't afford to do it. Do you find that? Well, you're right. You get paid a lot more than, well, certainly more than me and Margaret, I imagine.
Put together.
Probably together. And then times by 100.
He's chucking money around him. It's
he gave me a fiver when he came in. Did you see
same,
that?
Same.
Nim brought me a box of chocolates, which I thought was lovely. You know.
Yes, I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like we should be giving. Like should we
do you
give
want
this?
To take those home with you?
Terrible for the sinuses.
Oh yes, I can.
Really?
Yes, of course.
I'd be bringing all sorts.
This
of stuff
is like. Where we go wrong, Margaret. We forget things like that.
Necking chocolates.
So you did a lot of theatre.
Yeah.
And what then?
How did
tell
you get
well,
out
I fell
of it?
No, I fell into comedy. That's when I fell into comedy.
Oh right,
so
comedy. I ended up, did you do stand up?
I did.
And so on?
No. I did a show called People Like Us on the telly.
Of course.
Which was
loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, were
which
you?
Was brilliant
which
John
one
Morton.
Were you?
I was the police officer.
Oh, my God, yes.
So it was me and Emma Kennedy with the police officers.
Oh, wow.
And I was in a perfect position to do that because they wanted completely unknown actors to do the whole series.
Right.
Because they wanted it to look like a real documentary. Mm. So it gave loads of young actors their first job on TV. So did People Like Us.
Yeah, I saw the second series quite a while ago now, but it's actually quite hard to find now. But a friend of mine went up for the actor in it. There's one which is about an actor, and he said,
which is David Tennant.
Yeah. It was Dan Mersh. He went up for it, and he said, "Oh, who got that?" And I said, "David Tennant." He was like, "That's all right then." I suppose that's all right. Fine.
But he was unknown then.
Yeah.
As well. He'd done theatre, like me.
I mean, he'd done Doctor Who and stuff.
Yeah.
No, he hadn't.
Oh, right.
No, he hadn't done Doctor Who. No, he hadn't. No. He wasn't the doc yet. He'd done all that sort of stuff. So did that, and that led to doing The Office because Ricky and Stephen were big fans of People Like Us.
With Olivia Coleman.
Yeah, with Olivia Coleman. Yeah, me and Olivia in the same three episodes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Of course, yes.
So
yes.
Did that. And that led to lots of other sort of comedy. Did Ideal and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, regular. All the way through Ideal, weren't you? And, you were the policeman in that again.
I was the PC in that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Good policeman.
Yeah, good policemaning.
Thank you.
You're like. Have you ever.
I've got the nose for it.
When you played a policeman.
Yes, what is that?
Because. I mean, surely in reality they've got
all sorts
all
of manner
nose.
Of
oh,
noses.
No, they all have long straight noses.
Is that a it's prerequisite?
Yeah, it's well known. Policemen all have.
Is that the first thing they ask?
Mm. Yeah, they say
how long's your nose?
Yeah.
What do you think about criminals? Hate them.
Irrelevant.
You're in.
And,
yeah. Oh, no, that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't really matter as long as you've got a big beak.
Wow. Mm. So you could be very, very short and as wide as a house.
But as long as you've got a big honker,
you're in.
Absolutely fine.
When did you first play a policeman? I've forgotten. When did you?
So that was 1998, I think.
That was in. Like that was in People Like
that
Us.
Was in People Like Us.
Did you do any research?
No.
No.
Straight
okay.
Answer.
Right.
No.
Have you ever done
not.
Any research about policemen?
I have probably not ever done any research.
How
about
many policemen have you played?
I've played more. Probably over half a dozen.
Yeah, and that's enough to know what it's like, surely.
Weirdly, enough to know what an acting policeman
strangely,
is like,
I must have
which is not necessarily reality.
I must have caught up with myself because I just played the Assistant Commissioner on Silent Witness, and that's the first time I did actually look at a bit of research.
Oh, really? Wow.
And what
was
the Assistant Commissioner actually?
Yeah, oh, my God.
That
so
was the first time.
Could that have all been the same world, all of your police officers?
I'd like
could
to
you
think
have,
that
yeah.
every policeman I've ever played.
A sort of multiverse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm.
Can he really?
So they've
can
had
he really
a career, but he keeps changing his name.
Yeah, but he gets promoted every time. I started off as a police constable, and I've ended up as assistant commissioner.
So
I've played
what's
two assistant
next? A judge.
So next would be commissioner, and then God,
and then God.
Yeah,
is God a policeman? Margaret, you're religious.
Yes!
He is a sort of policeman,
yes.
isn't he? He protects
yes.
us.
Police officer,
exactly.
Because we don't know that.
Anything else that you tend to keep coming up? Scientists.
No, not so
no,
much scientists.
No, okay. Lord,
I don't think people
Lords.
Look at me and think intelligent.
Science.
Do you not? No, oh, it's more not. A sort of
18th century.
Yes,
more Prince
George time.
18th to 22nd.
Yes, 18th to 22nd. Not that bright.
Not scientists. Not mathematicians.
Posh. policemen aren't really posh, generally, are they?
No, they're not, no.
Right, okay.
So people expect that you're posh and then they're pleasantly surprised and they cast you.
And then they find that I'm not. But
so
the most
make
fun
him
I've
a policeman.
Is, but then the most fun I've had is playing the not posh guys. Because PC in Ideal was a Mancunian. And, you know, I played John Lilburn, Devil's Whore, he was a Geordie. So
Can you go back to the accent?
All of that sort of stuff.
Did you ever have the accent originally?
Well, I used to. I was what was known as a posh Geordie, so I went to the Royal Grammar School, but I also went to the People's Theatre in Newcastle. So all my mates at the People's Theatre, I used to slightly put on the Geordie accent. I used to play. Well, my dad's a Geordie, my stepdad's a Geordie.
Yeah, yeah.
My mum's from Guildford, so I do sit smack in between the two.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was lovely to hear as well. Wonderful.
I had to play a Geordie once.
How did that go?
Well, it didn't go that well. Geordie is one
same
of the
here,
few
I had to do it recently, and it was appalling.
That it's not one of mine. So I'm generally good
the
at
the day
accents,
ended with
many.
Them, someone saying, we'll get a Geordie.
No, really?
Genuinely.
An audio thing. The problem was it's one of the few serious things I've ever done.
Oh, really?
And I had to say, it's Vince, he's been shot! Exclamation mark. But I couldn't do it without it sounding like Bob Mortimer. It's Vince, he's been shot! That's and people said, can you do that? It's Vince, he's been shot!
He's been shot, man!
I bought it.
Yeah, it's the correct accent, but it's not the correct. No. Do you know what I mean? I could only do the sort of comedy version
sort
of it. It's
begin.
Awful.
You want to go, oh, he's fallen.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly that.
Because that's what we know. They're the angels on which we hang our accent, if you will. Sorry for getting religious again.
I should have gone, what, sort of Kevin Whately. That's what I should have done.
It's
you know,
been,
sort of.
There's been an actor. Shot.
But it's a surprise, Tom. Can you do it?
It's not a surprise anymore. I know Vince has been shot. So
no, but you pretend you're acting and I'm a director.
What, and that I have to...
But you're Geordie.
Well, hang on.
This is here it should go.
Sorry, just Tom's doing a lot of weird warm-up things now. He's bending.
Oh, wow, look at this.
It's Vince, he's been shot!
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm crying.
Thank you. It's incredible.
I really transformed.
I'm going to walk out of here, and I'll be walking down the street, and I'll go, fuck, what happened to Vince? Shit, he's been shot. You know, and then I'll go, no, it's all right. It was just Tom.
It was just pretend.
Fuck, that was great. That was really good.
Thank you.
So I'm afraid we don't have much longer, because I've got to get another fucking train. I'm so sorry, Tom.
Bless your sponsor.
We've done 35 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not too bad, is it?
But it's more than I usually do in one.
Briefly, we did TV, and we've done movies.
I have. I'm doing more movies now, which
wonderful.
Is fun.
Oh, great. Mm. What do you like best? Theatre movies? Theatre movies, TV, or this?
Are you offering him something?
I might have a little something at the end of the podcast.
I genuinely love radio more than anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you can
I love doing Milton Jones. I love doing radio drama. I always love doing radio.
And you get to hold the script.
You get to hold the script. You don't have to learn the lines.
Fuck, that's a relief.
You don't have to do any process.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to look nice.
Read it off the page. You can do it in your pyjamas.
You don't have to
wear any
I mean, Milton Jones is front of an audience, so please don't wear your pyjamas.
You could wear your pyjamas. And also, you know, it's Milton Jones. It'd be a bit fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We're all in our pyjamas, why not?
More or less wears his
pyjamas. Yeah, essentially. And also, you don't have to meet people... You know, like, you don't... Mm. You're probably not going to meet someone, I mean this with the greatest respect, like Russell Crowe. Someone who you're a bit like, oh, no, what's going to happen? Do you know what I mean? They're probably just going to be nice and talk about sandwiches and stuff.
And the hours. Yeah. The hours aren't early either.
Ugh.
No.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
It's lovely.
Does that make us lazy?
Yes.
Yes.
I think they are. I think we are.
Let's talk briefly about acting process.
Mm.
What's yours, Tom? You get a script.
You're looking at it.
You're surprised... I'm genuinely surprised the amount of people who say, oh, I don't really have one. Do you really have one? Or
no,
really?
I really don't.
Oh, thank
you
God.
You do. You've got
someone
something.
Someone must.
I really don't. I read and read and read and read the script until I know it backwards.
Right.
That's it.
And other
it
people's
sort of
lines?
Seeps in. Yes.
You don't. Oh. You do learn
that. You can't
you
know their lines backwards,
You
though.
Generally see me mouthing them if you look really closely.
That is the sign of a good actor.
It is.
No, it's
yes,
true.
It is. Yes.
It is.
And sort of a lot of facial expression.
Yes, a lot of gurning.
Yeah.
As we call it in the Northeast.
And it works. It's weird, but it works.
It does.
It's just like seeing two actors go at once, which is great. Mm. You know?
Mm.
It's like two for one. Mm. Value for money, which you don't get enough of these days, especially on TV.
You need to see more general gurning and facial contortion.
Is it, I don't know, is it mad to suggest a film where everyone says all the lines at once? So no process, thank God for that. Well, thank you, Tom Goodman Hill. So genuinely, no, Brett. Do you think about character or?
Yes, of course I do. Of course I do. But I do it through. I do it through the script.
Right.
I do it.
From, let it happen. You don't have to.
Yeah. No.
Put something on it.
No. And if you have to research, but with a policeman, generally, if it's procedural, there's not a lot of research to do. But with something like
it's all in there.
If you're playing John Lilburn, you've got to read all the stuff about John Lilburn.
Yes.
You've got
yes.
To.
Yeah.
But if it's a fiction and drama, mystery, thriller, something like that, it's all there in the script and you've just got to...
I actually, and yes. To be sincere for a second, yes. But one of my acting teachers...
Were you writing that down, by the way, Margaret? Because you need that.
One of my acting teachers said you should never think, oh, there's a thing that I have to do for my warm-up, like I have to do my jumpy thing. So yes. He says, it's different, it's going to be different every day and, you know, you can have a lot of things that you do, but for every job and every performance... What you need and what you do is different.
My favourite warm-up from drama school, which my wonderful voice teacher, Francis Thomas, taught us to do, he said you don't need to do a huge warm-up, you just need to do this. Ha! And that was it.
I mean, that actually was painful.
How did that feel with the illness?
Now I'm in a state of preparedness, just as we're coming to the end.
Oh, fuck, now you're ready.
Now I'm ready.
Margaret, we've got to do that next time. Can you remind me?
Yes, I will.
Because I feel like I'm very sluggish. I won't lie, I'm a bit hungover.
So professional.
Tom Goodman-Hill, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you, Margaret. Everyone, listen to this. No. That's not what you say.
No, at the end of the
everyone,
podcast.
Thanks for listening. Everyone, thank you for listening to this. Please do tell your friends. That's wonderful. Fuck, who cares? Who cares about any of this?
And... scene.
You've been listening to Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, starring Colin Holt, edited by Dan Snellgrove, part of the Great Big Owl family. Please subscribe, review and share. You can find Colin on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube, and the same goes for Anna Mann. Just look it up, you'll find it. I'm Sue Clinch.
GreatBigOwl.com.